This podcast is part of the Gunna Geek Network. The opinions expressed may not represent other podcasts or affiliates of Gunna Geek. Check out more podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready because geekiness starts in 3, 2, 1.
If you're not a fan of The Walking Dead, now might be a good time to change the channel, bringing you the latest news, talk, and opinions on all things The Walking Dead. Featuring a fan panel discussing the television show, comics, and more, our cast brings you a 30-minute podcast you can really sink your teeth into. The opinions and subject matter of this program may not reflect any advertiser or sponsor. We assume our listeners have already watched the latest episodes and read the latest comics, so please consider this your spoiler alert. And if we haven't already bored you to death, let's start walking The Walking Dead. This is WTWD. Radio Free Woodbury.
Hello and welcome to episode number 39 of the greatest Walking Dead podcast in all of existence. This is WTWD Radio Free Woodbury, and my name is Steven Sexy John Drew, and joining me is Chris. Take your clothes off, Farrell.
Okay, one sec.
Oh, no, there's a camera now. No. No. What's going on, Chris?
Nothing much, just living the dream of boredom in a Walking Deadless season. I've had to fill the gap with things like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Arrow, and it's not quite the same, guys.
It's fun, though. It's a good time. I like those shows. However, I have missed talking Walking Dead with you, and I'm sure the listeners have missed it as well, which is why we thought we would come in here and put in an episode. We've had about a month to recover, so I'm glad that we're taking this opportunity here. There's not a lot of news, not a lot going on, but we wanted to at least say hello and let you have some new content to fall asleep to.
We're here to help cure insomnia, really. That's exactly. Our job.
That is what we do. And Steve Boyd is off, busy, of course, as usual. There are better things for him to do than, you know, talk to me and Chris, because let's face it, Chris and I are pretty terrible.
Well, I know Big Papa is. I'm average, I always thought.
Oh, well, now you got to go and insult me like that. Way to go.
Nah, it's not an insult if it's true.
Okay, that's true. I agree.
No, not really. I feel bad being mean. It's worse to be mean when he's on camera and I can see his sad face then.
Yeah, that's true. We actually started to do these via video so that we could interact a little bit better. And if you want to hear about some geeky things like that, what you should do is check out Chris and I also on the GunnaGeek.com podcast. Go to GunnaGeekNetwork.com and you can find it there. We talk geeky things every week outside of The Walking Dead, of course, because this is where we talk The Walking Dead.
You guys make sure you check that out. It's another kind of show with some familiar voices, but it's different but fun, guys.
Check it out.
GunnaGeek.com/network and go to the GunnaGeek.com podcast. You'll love it. Yeah. And while you're there, check out some of the other great shows, too.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know if you listeners remember, but a few episodes ago, we had I think it was during the mid-season break, we had a guy named John Dion. He is actually on that show as well, and we're going to have John back here, I think, once he's finished catching up with the second half of the season, and we'll recap that again and see what his take is with that. But I suppose we should do the news, no?
News time!
News this week, I believe the highlight comes courtesy of the YouTube, the Tube of the U. It is a funny AMC matching, hey?
It's a nice matchup, and it's a nice little battle we get here.
Tell the listeners all about that, Chris.
Well, if you aren't familiar, there's a web series called Epic Rap Battles of History, and this week we pit two of the big boys from AMC Network against each other. You've got one Heisenberg versus Rick Grimes in an epic rap battle of history.
No way.
And I will fully disclose to listeners, I have not listened to it yet because I have not finished Breaking Bad and I'm afraid of spoilers. From everyone I've heard from, it is really funny. And once I finish the show, I will then watch this.
I'd have to go back and watch it again. I don't believe there was anything in there that would give it away, but
Okay, so I'll be back in 5 minutes. You've got the show on your own,
no,
right?
No, no, I just don't want to ruin anything. I'll after the show, I'll check it out and let you know, or just, you know, not do that at all. But no, it is funny.
That's cool.
It is funny if you liked either of them. You probably have to like both of them, but I personally really, really enjoyed it. It was funny, haha, hilarious.
Haha, lol.
But check that out. But other weird video that is out in the news this week is apparently Japan is finally getting this season of The Walking Dead, because there is one messed up Japanese commercial that is hitting the airwaves. And we've got it in the show notes, so go ahead to walkingthewalkingdead.com, click on episode 39, and you can see it there. What do you think of it, Chris?
It's really different. You get Andrew Lincoln using his normal voice with Norman Reedus, and they go for a pretty interesting pairing. And just hearing the audio is not enough. If you watch it, make sure you see the video, because there's some really funny hand gestures and stuff with some Japanese fans and Norman Reedus playing with a crossbow bolt. And you can tell that both Norman Reedus and Andrew Lincoln are kind of making fun of the whole thing too, or kind of tongue-in-cheek doing this, because it's really ridiculous and over the top. It's not something you would see on commercials here.
Yeah, and I like them both, because I've seen them both do some funny interviews and things before, and the two of them together in something like this is just hilarious. It's I love it.
It's pretty damn fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So go to walkingthewalkingdead.com and check that out there. More to do with actual series news. Had a couple of things that are coming out here. The first off, let's speculate about this. There is a casting rumor that has come out. Well, it's more of a confirmation, right, Chris?
It's a confirmation of casting, but there's a lot of rumor around it, if that makes sense. I don't know.
No. What's the rumor?
See, now I got to look up the name. Well, they have just, I forgot the guy's name, but Deadline shared an article that there is a new character set to enter The Walking Dead in season 5, played by Seth Gilliam, who is from The Wire, which a lot of people recommend. And a lot of sites are speculating that he'll be playing the role of Father Gabriel Stokes, who you guys might remember from the comic arc. And Steven, why don't you fill people in on who Gabriel is?
I don't remember. I'm not going to lie. Hey, throw it over.
How does
to
it
me.
Feel to get blind tossed
I
back?
Know. I actually don't remember. I wish we'll have to bug Steve when he's here. But
from what I recall, he is the preacher or the priest that they encounter about the same time they encounter the cannibals that has the church
that's right.
as a safe zone and things like
yes,
that.
He's yes, kind of, I believe he. I think he's a little delusional, if I remember correctly.
Yes, and he had some dark moments, but if I recall right, he's still alive in the current comic run, isn't he?
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
I'm so rusty on my comics right now, but a lot of people are also theorizing that how they're going to bring him in is basically he'll have found and saved Beth at some point after she got separated from Daryl. That's the speculation.
Well, was there not the vehicle that drove off, did it not have a cross on the back?
I don't remember.
I thought there
that's
was
something we can go look at. We can go look, check the tapes, and we'll get back to you next week, Chance.
Get the reel-to-reel out, you know, check out the VHS.
Oh, I still got them all on my DVR, so I could just do slow screen advances through the whole thing.
I thought that there
lazy.
Was. Hmm. Well, while I'm Googling, why don't you tell the listeners about the other news point?
Well, there's some other cool news points that have come out. Is this one I really enjoyed is that Robert Kirkman was asked about the end of the show, when he thinks The Walking Dead could end. It was in the letter column for issue 126 of the comic. And he was asked, how do you think the show might end? Things like that. He goes, and Kirkman replied, just because something goes a long time doesn't mean it's being milked. We'll be lucky to make it to season 7. But if we go beyond that, it's because we have a story to tell. We certainly won't be able to tell the full story of the comics in 7 seasons of the show. No, it's interesting because Scott Gimple said before on like Larry King's show that it could last a decade or longer, this entire show. So who knows? I think it's more of a managing expectations and saying, hey, we're not going to milk this to death. We're just going to do it until when it makes sense to stop. But as long as AMC backs up the money truck, it's still coming.
I'm guessing it'll be around. I don't think that we have a lot to worry about. But the thing is, I hope they do it a little longer than Breaking Bad. I felt like Breaking Bad could have gone longer because they kind of stretched out season 5 and that irritated me a bit. I would have liked them to maybe have done up to like a full season 5 and a full season 6.
It'd be interesting at least.
Yeah. But I did manage to pull up a screenshot, and it looks like perhaps there was a cross on the back. I remember
it certainly does.
I remembered seeing something. Like, it's not like I just made that up randomly. So the fact that I found a screen grab online, once some people lighten up the image a little bit, it's a little more obvious. But yeah, so obviously it was something that I picked up. So that would be an interesting tie-in. Maybe he took her.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
Yep.
He's going to come into play somehow. We know that much. I just don't know how.
Yeah. And I know Norman Reedus also has been talking all sorts of things about The Walking Dead.
Right. There have been some interviews done with him, and he hasn't given away much, but he did say, from what he knows about season 5, it's just going to be completely insane. Quote, I sort of knew I needed like a good month to rest to jump in. The storyline they're throwing at me is 1,000 miles per hour.
Yeah,
is anyone surprised by that? Because honestly, everybody loves Daryl, so make him the focal point.
Yeah, and I really do think that they kind of have to ramp it up this episode or this season, because there was too much slowness in the last season, and that's something that I think that it would be good if they did go ahead and move things along a little bit
in pacing wise. I know you and I weren't huge fans of the individual episodes, especially at the end of the season, and especially the governor-centric individual ones where he didn't know what all was going on. And I think that there might be other people that feel that same way, so that might be why we're getting this 1,000-mile-per-hour storyline, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of reminds me of something else that we actually got posted on our Facebook page a while ago. It was from Big Screen Walking Tours, and they had posted a thing saying, the view from our front door this morning looks like The Walking Dead is gearing up for season 5 filming. And it was some form of military vehicle behind a fence. So, yeah, I'm kind of wondering what they're
going
to go
into. Where are we going with this one?
Yeah. I'm not sure. But I hope that we have more of a explosive start. I would like to see maybe a first couple really high-paced episodes slower down a little bit rather than just sort of let's talk about the zombie plague for 6 episodes.
Well, I think it's going to have to start at a semi-fast start this season based on the way they left season 4's ending.
Yeah, I still, you know, I've gone back and watched a couple of times the finale since we last recorded, and I'm still wondering. I could not find any hints in the last couple episodes about what might possibly happen with those who are off on their own, Tyrese and Carol. I can't figure it out.
No, I don't think there is anything there to give us hints on that, other than the fact that they're out there somewhere and Beth's out there somewhere. And it's going to be a question of when they bring them into this season and what role they play.
That's true.
If you want, I mean, if they want to do something weird, they could have where Rick and all those guys are about to get free, and then that's when Tyrese and Carol happen upon things, get captured, and it throws a monkey wrench and everything and gets them recaptured. Yeah. But that sounds almost too convenient, so I wouldn't think that's going to happen.
Do you think anybody in the crate's going to end up getting killed off pretty quick?
Probably. I mean, it's The Walking Dead. They're not afraid to kill people, so I wouldn't be shocked if they actually did kill off one of the people. And I just don't know who it would be.
Yeah, because who do we have in the crate?
Glenn, Maggie, Rick, Carl, Michonne, the folks coming that were on the bus, not the bus, the military vehicle going to D.C., whose names are escaping me all of a sudden.
That's right, yeah.
And then I don't know. I know who will die.
Okay,
The governor's girlfriend's sister, whose name I forget.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she's going to be the one that dies.
Yeah, Tara.
That's it, Tara. Yeah. God, I'm terrible with names. I apologize, listeners. When we're in the off season, I tend to forget the character names until we get back into it.
That's okay. But that pretty much is going to go ahead and sum up the Walking Dead news. I'm guessing that probably within the next couple of weeks we'll get some big movement. This usually the immediate month after is kind of slow, and then after that we get a bunch of new things coming out, and hopefully we'll be back again pretty quick with Steve Boy. We'll talk some comics. We didn't want to really do that this time because he loves him some Walking Dead comics.
He's our comic extraordinaire.
He is. And I know that this is a little short of an episode, but what we did want to do, like I said at the top of the show, is put something out there so you know we have not forgotten about you. But also, I want to encourage you, if you would like to come on and talk The Walking Dead, you should go ahead and shoot us an email to walkers@walkingthewalkingdead.com, or you can just go on actually to walkingthewalkingdead.com, click on this latest episode, episode, there's a comments box. Put it in there. Give us your information, and we'll send you an email. And, you know, or better yet, well, not better yet, but it's an alternative if you don't want to talk a full episode. You can leave us a quick voicemail and talk about something cool, right, Chris?
Yeah, pretty much.
How do you do that?
I knew he was going to do this to me because I always forget the dang voicemail number.
Yeah.
But if you want to give us a call, make sure you call us at 567-246-WTWD. That's 567-246-9893. And if you don't remember what I say, that what those numbers are, just go to walkingthewalkingdead.com, and the number's right on the top right-hand corner of the screen.
That's true. That's true. And by the way,
which is where I just looked to get that number after Steven tossed it to me.
I swear I haven't looked it up. I just remembered. Abraham, Eugene, and Rosita. There you go.
That's it.
There you go. So any final plugs or comments there, Mr. Farrell?
Make sure you send us some news tips, things like that. Let us know what you want to hear about in the off season, because this is the time we struggle to figure out what to tell you guys about, because we don't want to spoil anyone too much at the same time. Mm-hmm. But we know you guys probably want to hear about some of the stuff that's going on. So we got to find that nice balance.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to once again remind everybody, go to I want to remind everybody to go to walkingthewalkingdead.com. Check out some of the awesome content there. And if you want to help us out there, just let us know. We would love to have you part of that. And GunnaGeekNetwork.com has some other awesome geeky podcasts. So for episode number 39 of WTWD Radio Free Woodbury, my name is Stephen John Drew.
I like the old-time radio voice. And I'm Chris Farrell.
Good night. And good luck.
Bye.
You've been listening to WTWD's Radio Free Woodbury. From all of us here at Walking the Walking Dead, thanks for listening. To check out other Walking Dead news, episode guides, collection information, interviews, and other exclusives, stop by walkingthewalkingdead.com. Find us on Twitter at Walker Talkers and like our Facebook page at facebook.com/walkingthewalkingdead. If you have comments or suggestions for a future show, email walkers@walkingthewalkingdead.com. I'm Steve Boyd, aka The Governor. We'll see you next week if you stay alive.